Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. This year's Hudson Jazz Festival takes place October 3rd through the 5th at Hudson Hall and at venues and public spaces throughout Hudson, New York. Curated by creative producer Kat Henry and hosted by jazz media personality Kiana Faircloth, the festival invites audiences to experience fall in the Hudson Valley with a dynamic lineup of jazz's most exciting rising stars, including Joel Ross, Julius Rodriguez, Katie George, and Big Yuki. We're lucky today to welcome both Kat Henry and Kiana Faircloth to the Roundtable with a preview of this year's Hudson Jazz Festival. Welcome both. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Sarah. It's lovely to be here.
Thank you.
Kat, we'll start with you. Could you give us a kind of overview of the history of the Jazz Festival and what putting together this festival has been like?
Yeah, so the festival started in 2018, right after the full renovation of Hudson Hall's performance spaces, something that was backed by the community and brought a gorgeous new venue to Hudson. And the 2020 festival was in February, right before the lockdown. So it did happen. So there were three festivals before COVID, and then we kind of, with the 2021 festival, it was spread out a little bit. But since then, we've been doing the annual festival, and last year we moved for the first time from February to October, and it made a huge difference. And we were very lucky with the weather last year, and we're going to be very lucky with the weather this year because we've got lots of free outdoor music. And the way this one came together is just, you know, the way we bring every festival together to provide a snapshot of music as it stands now, to provide a moment of respite for people, to, you know, prompt people's imaginations and to bring a variety of music to folks who buy the festival pass, who are going to see everything.
Has the festival in previous years had a host, and what made you find and invite Kiana Faircloth this year?
Kiana is an impressively knowledgeable jazz host, and it felt like her knowledge and her relationships with the musicians just brought something really special to the festival. And I'll let her talk a little bit more about her background. But she came last two years. I think the last time we were in February, right, Kiana?
Yeah, so this will be my third festival as host. Thank you so much, Kat. And, you know, my background, I've hosted several festivals nationally and internationally as well as a radio media personality in jazz. And the thing that I love so much about the Hudson Jazz Festival is the sense of, there's just a sense of community and authenticity that I haven't felt, honestly, at other festivals. When I'm up in Hudson, I just kind of feel like there's a sense of family. And I really feel inspired by the women that run this festival, especially Kat, Tammy, all of the folks over at Hudson Hall. Being a facility that's mostly run by women is very inspiring to be in the midst of strong women like that for this festival.
I want to make sure we have plenty of time to tout the incredible artists that you have scheduled for this festival. So Kat, if you would kind of run through the schedule, and Kiana, feel free to jump in with, you know, information and knowledge about these specific artists. We'll start on Friday night on the main stage.
Okay, yeah, and by main stage, you know, this year we're not just including Hudson Hall as the main stage, although that has always been the center of the festival. We have performances in other venues that are main stage. We're partnering for the first time with the Second Ward Foundation to host a dance party on that opening night, and we'll be at the Caboose. We're actually in 15 different venues across the city, in addition to the farmers market early on a Saturday morning. They say jazz musicians don't get up early, but these ones have to, because the farmers market begins at 9 o'clock in the morning. But yeah, so we kick off on Friday, outside of the 4 p.m. performance at the Amtrak train station. After that, welcoming people to town, Hudson Hall is where we kick off with Julius Rodriguez. He is the most amazing, charismatic performer. He's known for his blend of jazz, R&B, gospel, classical. And part of his stage presence comes from the fact that he was originally a drummer. He's a pianist and keyboardist primarily, but he plays drums, he plays organ, guitar, and sometimes he'll switch instruments in the middle of a performance. So a concert with him can be full of surprises, and he always finds a way to engage the audience, whether he's having people clap along or sing along. It's just always a joyous occasion, and I'd love for each of the artists on the show. I'd like to, encourage people to go and listen to their music. Evergreen is Julius's most recent album. It's a beautiful, beautiful album, and hopefully you can play a few pieces from their performances. So that's at 7 o'clock on Friday evening. And then, yes, for the first time, we're going to be presenting a dance party, and it's going to be at Second Ward Foundation. It's open to both festival pass holders, and those who just want to come and let loose for an hour or two can buy a single ticket. If that's the only thing you want to do, we welcome people to come and, shake a tail feather. And saying it's a dance party does not diminish from the seriousness and the musicianship of our featured performer, Big Yuki, who is a phenomenal producer, keyboardist, composer. He's done projects with everyone from A Tribe Called Quest. He wrote a few of the tracks on the last album of A Tribe Called Quest. Thank You for Your Service. And has worked with Kamasi Washington and Lauryn Hill. He's a Japanese musician originally from Japan, but lives in New York, and very much part of the New York City performance scene. Again, a very charismatic performer. So that's Friday. Saturday, again, there's two central performances. There's music all day long throughout the city, so people will come across it. If you just want to wander around in the streets, you'll see music in the Pocket Park, at the train station, at Return Brewing, at Union Brewing. There's music everywhere on Saturday during the day. One of my favorites will be Miles Taylor at Back Bar. That's a good one to catch. And there's a young band, a local band called Fat, that will be doing different performances. The full list is at hudsonhall.org, and you can see everything that's happening. But that evening, our main stage at Hudson Hall will be a Canadian vocalist, Katie George. She is not as well known in the US as she is in her native Canada. She's a three-time Juno Award winner for both her performance and her compositions, and Junos are like the Grammys of Canada. I think that's about to change. She will be touring with Strings later on this year, and I think back, there was a time that very few people knew who a young Canadian vocalist by the name of Diana Krall was, but she's definitely made her mark on the music scene, and I think Katie has the potential to really make a name for herself internationally. She has this beautiful, clean, lucid vocal clarity sound that lends itself to kind of classics of the bebop swing style. She composes beautiful songs with more modern lyrics than some of the great American songbook, but that's the tradition that she's in. They sound as if they could come from the 50s and 60s, but they're modern compositions with modern lyrics, which she gives a little bit of a twist to.
You drink out of crystal, I drink out of polyethylene. But that doesn't matter to you, to me. You write with a pencil, and I write using mice and keys and screens, but that doesn't matter to you, to me. Either way, the drink is drunk. Either way, the words are written. Either way, the time is spent in thoughtful conversation. You speak with distinction, and I speak in unending hyperbole. But that doesn't matter to you, to me.
And then later that evening on Saturday at the Park Theatre, we'll be presenting another local musician, Tristan Jarvis, who is a bassist. He's actually a professor of music at Ithaca College and a member of several symphony orchestras. So he blends symphony music, classical music, with more jazz pop oriented performances. And for this, it's called Deep Tones for Peace, but he's going to take the audience at the Park Theatre through a kind of a romp through the great bassist composers, folks like Oscar Pettiford and Jaco Pastorius, Christian McBride, Esperanza Spalding. So it's like the performers, the bassists who also compose music, and that's the 9 p.m. performance on Saturday. And then Sunday, which is our last day, our finale day, I encourage everybody to come down to Kitty's in the morning. They'll have a New Orleans-inspired menu for that day. And next door at 2 p.m. at the Caboose, we will be presenting Alfonso Horn and the Gotham Kings. They'll be bringing a little bit of that New Orleans magic, more geared towards kind of Louis Armstrong, the early jazz, than second line, but they you know, again, full of surprises. There might be a parade at the end of their performance, and the Caboose is such an amazing place for people to come to. And the last performance of the festival is at 5 o'clock on Sunday, and it's vibraphonist Joel Ross and his Good Vibes Ensemble. And so his most recent release is focused on the blues, his own compositions, his own take on the blues, which is a kind of a rite of passage for many jazz musicians. But he also honors folks like Coltrane. And you can't really talk about the blues without talking about Thelonious Monk. So he's got his own interpretations of Monk tunes. So the arc of the whole weekend is kind of groove. It's a groove night, R&B. Gospel on the first night, more kind of classical and bebop on the second night, and then more kind of early jazz and blues on the third day. And that's kind of the arc of where we'll end up.
Kiana, how do you prepare to host a festival like this? What do you need to know, and where do you need to be? How much work is it for you to get ready for something like this?
Oh, it's no work at all, really, for me, because I'm in love with so many of the artists that are here on the festival. I'm very familiar with their music and just huge fans in general. So to prepare, really, I immerse myself in the music and, you know, just make sure that I am up to date on all the things that they have going on, which is really easy to do and keep up with, because a lot of these artists are really doing some amazing things, like Julius Rodriguez. He just came off the Newport Jazz Festival. Big Yuki has been doing some amazing things. I recall being at a block party where Big Yuki had the entire block in Harlem just going crazy. So I'm really looking forward to this dance party with Big Yuki. But as far as preparation, I think just the way that I live my life and immerse myself in their music is preparation to host this amazing festival.
Yeah, I think we're all fans first. All of us who work in this space are like nerdy jazz fans and people who appreciate what the artists bring and their ability to kind of help us navigate a space where, you know, you hear that term challenging times a lot, and we've been through COVID and these are certainly challenging times, but being able to step away and sometimes listening to music, you know, experiencing joy or navigating some more contemplative compositions that kind of let you have a moment of stillness. It's really important.
Yeah. And I think Hudson really looks forward to this festival. I can tell by the attendees that they really are music fans and fans of these artists. And even those who may not be aware of who these artists are, they walk away with this sense of knowing and a new love and fandom for all of these artists that Cat curates. So I think it's a very special time in Hudson every year when this happens.
The 2025 Hudson Jazz Festival is taking place Friday, October 3rd through Sunday, October 5th. More information at hudsonhall.org. Thank you both so much for joining me today and giving us a preview of this incredible, incredible upcoming event.
Thank you, Sarah. It's been wonderful. And thank you, Kiana.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Again, this year's Hudson Jazz Festival runs Friday, October 3rd through Sunday, October 5th. To learn more, visit hudsonhall.org. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable.